The first thing I'd like to ask tonight is, how many public officials do we have here? Would you please raise your hand?
You lost a couple selectmen earlier.
Okay, we had two selectmen from Colebrook here as well. I'm going to be brief. I've got about 5 points that I'd like to make. And the first one is that in March 25th of 2010, New Brunswick Power was going to be bought by Quebec Hydro, and the deal was canceled by New Brunswick because they knew that was not a good thing for them to do. The second thing is Citizens Utility of Vermont, which is right across the river, and there may be some customers here this evening, buys their power from Quebec Hydro. Their rates right now are 16 cents a kilowatt, and they're buying it from Quebec Hydro. That contract expires next year, and it has to be renegotiated, and they know that it's going to go up. REA here charges 18 cents a kilowatt, as does public service. So you can see right there that the benefit for Quebec Hydro is not what they're saying it's going to be. The next point I'd like to make is January 5th, I was in Washington, D.C. at Kelly Ayotte's swearing-in. I had an opportunity to hand-deliver to Charlie Bass and Senator Shaheen 2 pages of concerns of the North Country. I have since gotten a letter from Senator Shaheen, and she did in that letter state that it has been misreported and informed that she is in favor of this project. So she now, instead of being in favor of it, which she was, is on the fence. I've been to Concord a number of times to testify before the House and Senate committees. And I would encourage everybody here tonight to write your own letter, no matter how simple it may be, to your local legislators and to your federal legislators. I have copies of and addresses of all of these people with me, and I'll hand them out after the meeting. I do take exception when people say that so-and-so is for this project or against it. If this project was so important to our local representatives, they would be here tonight, and that includes your local selectmen. Most towns up here have a warrant article that will be on the warrant this year asking you if you are in favor of this project or against this project. The Stewartstown selectmen privately are opposed to it. Publicly, until the town votes, they will not come out in favor or against it. And I think most of your boards are going to be that way. So it is important that you not only write your legislators, but keep a copy of that letter when you write to them. If you intend to go to Concord and testify, there's 2 things that you need to do. You need to testify verbally, but you need to take a copy in writing and give it to them. Because if you do not, your verbal testimony probably will be lost or forgotten. So make sure if you go down, and you do not need to go to these committees. You can send the letters to the committees through your representatives. And it's very important that you do so. The next point I would like to make is if you have relatives or friends that live down south, contact them, explain this to them, and ask them to contact their legislators. I met with Senator Gallis on Wednesday. He has heard from over 200 constituents and has not responded to one. Mr. Mullen sent him 2 very explicit letters. And have you heard back, Tom?
No, not a word.
Still has not heard back from Senator Gallis. Another thing I'd like to do here tonight is I would like to personally thank Peter Revere for being the moderator, Peter Powell for his contributions, Tom Mullen and Bob for theirs. These people have put a lot of time and work into this. A lot of people tell me they're against it, but, a lot of people say they're against this project, but it isn't going to do any good. If somebody tells me that, then I tell them to get off the train. You're no good. If you feel that way, don't even bother getting in the fight. This is one battle I did not want to get into, and there's one fight I did not want to enter into because I'm all fought out. But if everybody feels that way, it's going to go through. It can be stopped. There are a lot of people that aren't here tonight that have put a lot of time and effort into this. And we had a man Wednesday at a meeting come from Guilford that doesn't see the line, is never going to see the line. It's not going to affect him in any way. And he's starting to go to every meeting that they have to get support against this. Yes, there are more representatives down south than there are up north, but this is not a north and south issue. It's not a Flatlander issue, and it's not a North Country issue. My wife and I were born and raised in Lancaster, moved to Colebrook, and we were Flatlanders. We bought property in Stewartstown and moved from Colebrook to Stewartstown, and we were Flatlanders. It all started at Plymouth Rock, so we're all Flatlanders. But if anybody would like any of the addresses, I have them with me, and I would be more than willing to give them to anybody. But believe me, a three-sentence letter is going to have an impact. It really is. Thank you.